hearts like flowers. A Hakai Gojo Sayuki Fek by Spring Green, read by Calicaria. A remix of Deve Kun's Senses Working Overtime. Gojo was having a very difficult time concentrating. He usually wouldn't worry about his concentration, since he was easily distracted by women, beer, and cards. And women. And beer. Maybe throw in women again for good measure. And there he went again, off topic. Except that was normal, and he'd spent many years lowering people's expectations. So they all knew he was a man of few, but passionate, interests. Unfortunately, he was being distracted by none of those things. Instead, it was the lack of lingering perfume, the lack of the stale smell of beer and cigarette smoke in his place. He couldn't focus anymore because the room occasionally tantalized him with the aroma of frying, not burnt, bacon and eggs, and after, the sharp citrus of detergent. It reeked of clean laundry and even cleaner tiles. Gojo could have stood for this, were it not for the ultimate indignity of being turned on by the astringent stink of chemicals that could probably strip off a layer of skin. Like most things in life, this was Hakai's fault. So, Gojo did his best to cope. He spent his time in bars and draped women across his lap so the powdery sweetness of their lipstick and rouge stayed in his pants and his hair. Maybe his boxers as well. He spilled beer on himself. He came home so drunk he could probably light his breath on fire. It didn't work, because he would stumble inside, only to be greeted by clean dishes in the sink, clean clothes on the table, and the still silhouette of Hakai lying in his bed on his back, hands clasped. He gave up trying not to wake Hakai when he noticed that Hakai's stiff back would only relax after Gojo had tangled himself up in blankets on the floor. This couldn't go on much longer. He knew it was bad when he found himself waking up hard and ready, not because he was in some woman's bed, though he was, but because his nose was buried in a freshly laundered pillowcase. He knew something really had to be done when he found himself in the bathroom, trying very hard not to moan, as he wrapped a bleached white shirt around his erection and jerked himself off. He told himself that he hadn't come in his hands while thinking that this combination of sex and sweat and cotton was what Hakai would smell like after Gojo had thoroughly fucked him. Shit. This was the sort of thing that happened when you picked up an idiot bleeding his life out in the rain because you were too stupid to kill him like his eyes asked. Shit. Shit. And, for good measure, fuck. He wouldn't have had to steal out, ostensibly for a beer, every time he got turned on if Hakai had been some curvy brunette. As a result, he was making more beer runs than ever, which was saying something, considering his lifestyle. So he simply decided that he was in no way attracted to Hakai, and the constant images in his mind of Hakai's mouth around his cock were really anomalies brought about by sniffing too much cleaning fluid. Also, he wasn't about to delude himself into thinking that he could put together the many broken pieces that made up Hakai, no matter how irrationally happy he had been when they had ceremoniously tossed out Hakai's suitcase yesterday. He wasn't stupid enough to do that, much less emotional enough to briefly imagine a heart, crushed like flowers. And Gojo wasn't so fucked that he'd throw himself after something he could never get. At least, not this time. So, really, he thought he handled things quite well when he came out of the shower, only to feel Hakai's somewhat cold nose shoved down his neck, which made him think of Hakai's breath down his back and Hakai's teeth scraping his ear. "Hakai, what?" he said as he jumped back in surprise. Gojo desperately tried to cover his groin area with clean clothes, seeing as how his penis had not quite gotten the message about being unattracted to Hakai. "Holy... what the hell, Hakai?" It really wasn't fair. It was just mean of Hakai to bring up thoughts of sweaty bodies on sheets and brown hair bunched in his fingers as he bucked his hips and... shit. Shit. "I am sorry, but you smelled like... something, and I..." said Hakai. "It's called chamomile, Hakai, and it's moisturizing. Jeez, you okay, man?" He noticed he was saying something about chamomile, and that he had actually formed whole sentences instead of attempting to pause roommate, which was a good sign that he had not quite gone completely over the edge. Except then he thought of chamomile and tea and Hawkeye's long fingers wrapped around a cup, and holy mother of fucking god, he had to stop himself again. So, like, warn me next time or something, he said, and hoped it didn't sound too much like the plea it was. He was just going to go out, get really incredibly fucking drunk, and come back and pretend everything was normal. He wasn't going to think about the bleak tragedy in Hawkeye's eyes. When the fuck had he gotten so sentimental? Much less tell himself that he could fix it with a good fuck. It was a good plan. Goja gave himself props for carrying the first two parts out spectacularly, until he realized that he had been congratulating himself for so long that he was actually sobering up a little on the way home. But that was okay. Things were still going according to the plan. The plan was good. Gojo also felt better when he realized that thinking in capital letters meant there was still a smidgen of alcohol left in his bloodstream. Apparently, it was enough to convince him that he should go destroy Hawkeye's suitcase, which was currently crumpled forlornly in the trash. And if Hawkeye ever noticed, he could claim it was a drunken whim, which it was, sort of, and not in the least symbolic or odd. So he went home and acted normal, and not at all guilty about property damage, which meant relaying his most recent bar exploits and completely non-symbolic property damage in extreme detail and at great length to Hawkeye. Thankfully, this was the part of the plan that he could do in his sleep, because Hawkeye's hands were elbow-deep in dishwater, and Gojo found he was rapidly losing his concentration again, and shit, he had to say something now that Hawkeye's attention had wandered. Hawkeye? Is everything okay? Gojo tried desperately to recall what he had said, but the glazed look in Hawkeye's eyes wasn't helping, and Hawkeye's lidded expression made him think of all the possible cliches involving bedroom eyes or come-hither eyes or fuck-me-so-hard-I-can't-string-words-together eyes, which led to fucking Hawkeye, which was not in the plan. I'm fine, Gojo. Do please finish your story, said Hawkeye. Like everything was fine. And things were definitely not fine. In fact, things were far from fine, which was something Gojo noticed when Hawkeye leaned oh so thoughtlessly over and sniffed at Gojo's neck. Gojo stuttered, because Hawkeye's breath on his neck, Hawkeye's lips gently nibbling around his ears, just those two whispers of a touch had Gojo desperately clenching his fist to keep from pushing Hawkeye and temptation away, or to rip Hawkeye's shirt off and run his nails down Hawkeye's back, just because he had to be closer. Gojo swallowed a moan as he felt the tip of Hawkeye's tongue slowly trace his ear. Call me, crazy, but this is kind of unusual behavior for you, right? Because Gojo was clinging to the shreds of his plan and having difficulty stringing coherent phrases together, especially now that Hawkeye's dripping wet hand was on his sleeve, and he could feel the heat of Hawkeye's palms and fingers through the sopping wet, rapidly cooling fabric of his shirt. But Hawkeye wasn't saying a word about things being fine, probably because his mouth and tongue were currently occupied and driving Gojo crazy, because he was not about to fuck Hawkeye, because Hawkeye was obviously out of his mind at the moment and not responsible for his actions, even if his actions had Gojo's eyes rolling to the back of his head and Gojo's knees weakening. Gojo gasped when he felt a particularly sharp bite on his earlobe, the sensation going straight to his groin. This had to stop. He had to do something, or he would... Oh, God, Hawkeye's teeth felt good. But no, stop. Yes, he was about to put a stop to things. He said, very carefully. Is there something you'd... Don't think about other places you'd like Hawkeye's mouth to be. Something you'd like to tell me, Hawkeye? Well, I made honey snaps this afternoon. Well, okay. Great. Yum? Was the only thing he could think of. Gojo thought he sounded pretty good, all things considered. In fact, he felt his extreme confusion with regard to honey snaps was entirely justified, and not at all, because he could still not get over Hawkeye's mouth just centimeters from his neck and his pulse, and... Hawkeye started talking again, instead of doing other, better things with his mouth. However, they have lost their appeal. I am sorry, said Hawkeye. Gojo was even more confused now, and Hawkeye was not helping. At all. Oh, well, never mind. No big deal. And then they weren't talking about Honey Snaps anymore, and it was still all Hawkeye's fault because his mouth was now in Gojo's mouth, and it felt infinitely better than it had in his neck, which was something that Gojo had thought was not possible just a few seconds ago. And Hawkeye's wet hands were grasping his shirt and soaking the front with dishwater, and Gojo was so fucking screwed because the combination of hands and soap suds and white cotton was doing things to him, making him forget why in the world he'd been so insane as to not want Hawkeye. Somehow, they were on the floor, and Gojo didn't even mind slamming into the somewhat cold and somewhat sticky linoleum now that Hawkeye was using his tongue with not much finesse but extreme enthusiasm. And then Gojo felt Hawkeye's hips thrusting against his, felt how hard Hawkeye was, and then Hawkeye thrust again, and Gojo couldn't think of anything else because Hawkeye wanted this and wanted him, and fuck, 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 how would he not realize that he had done something so stupid and so cliched as to hand his fucking heart over to the one person in the world more emotionally screwed up than him? The very small part of his brain that was still rational notified him that Hawkeye was talking. Hawkeye needed to stop doing that all the time and start shoving his tongue into Gojo's mouth again. You know how we threw out my suitcase yesterday? You might want to fetch it out of the trash later. What the fuck was wrong with Hawkeye? First Honey Snaps and then suitcases? And goddammit, Gosha's having a crisis here. Why would I... He started, then realized he may be having another crisis involving wanton suitcase destruction and roommate departure, then probably forgot about crises or suitcases or anything that didn't involve Hawkeye's hand in his pants and his boxers and, oh, God, finally on him, and even though Hawkeye's fingers were wrinkled from doing the dishes, they were the most beautiful things in the world at that moment. Fuck. Why wasn't Hawkeye going faster? Couldn't he see that Gojo needed his help, and damn it, there was his tongue and his hot breath on his neck, and shit, he was supposed to do something about a crisis or a suitcase because Hawkeye was not going anywhere, not if Gojo could help it. That's a pretty good reason, but I sort of accidentally destroyed it because I didn't want you to go didn't seem quite the thing to say. He'd had many good and completely unsappy reasons for wanting Hawkeye to stay, but right now, it boiled down to the fact that Hawkeye's hand was doing some pretty wonderful things in Gojo's pants. I would apologize for having my hands down your pants. Great, a complete fucking lunatic was groping him. But, actually, I'm not feeling particularly sorry about that, said Hawkeye, which slightly reassured Gojo that his roommate was not entirely insane. You're a crazy- Ow, fucker, if you're gonna- Just let me- Fuck. Shit. Because maybe Hawkeye wasn't insane, but Gojo was about to be if the idiot didn't do something more because Gojo just wanted more of him, more hands, more tongue, anything. And he was pretty sure he wasn't making any sense at all, just swearing randomly, but it must have worked since Hawkeye somehow had his tongue and his teeth around Gojo's nip when he wasn't even swearing anymore. He just needed enough, oh god, teeth again. Shit. Enough, shit, screw finesse when there was that much enthusiasm. Enough something to get his much too tight pants off. Pants off too complicated. Zipper. Right. And, oh, thank God, Hawkeye was getting the hint and his tongue was hot on Gojo's chest. And then Hawkeye took his hand off Gojo's cock, but just as Gojo moaned in frustration and desperation, he felt Hawkeye's warm tongue on him, teasing it. Hawkeye, you... Fuck! It was better than he could have imagined, and he only barely kept himself from thrusting. Except Hawkeye's mouth, he was in love with Hawkeye's mouth, maybe even more than Hawkeye's water-wrinkled hands, kept tasting, and suddenly Hawkeye was sucking, and Gojo lost it. Grabbed Hawkeye's hair and started wildly thrusting. Fuck, 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 there was nothing on his mind but tongue and lips and the tiniest trace of teeth. Then Hawkeye started slimming down, and Gojo could have shot him, or shot himself, or goddammit shot something, because he needed this. Hawkeye was doing something with the cupboard doors, and what the hell was he doing messing with the cupboard when Gojo was on the brink and in a really fucking compromising position to boot? What the fuck are you- And, oh shit, Hawkeye's mouth on him must have made him lose his mind, because he realized just at that moment that that was where the cooking oil was stored, and, oh shit, Hawkeye couldn't possibly have missed his moan. And he was losing what remained of his extremely broken mind, but he thought that was forgivable, because never in his life did he ever think that Hawkeye would be willing to fuck him. On the kitchen floor. On the sticky, kitchen floor. Not that he hadn't done tables and walls and floors in other places that he was not going to tell Hawkeye about, but this was their floor. This was their floor where Hawkeye cooked and mopped and did other Hawkeye things, not some stranger's kitchen floor. Fuck. On the kitchen floor, Hawkeye? You're fucking insane. What the fuck? It was Hawkeye. It was fine. And Hawkeye was earnestly scrabbling around for the oil, which meant that he wanted this, which made Gojo's head hurt and cock throb. Fuck, he groaned. Why the fuck wasn't Hawkeye in him already? Oh, shit. Hurry. No, a bit farther. Left. Taller bottle. No, that's the soy. No, next one. Hawkeye, who supposedly used the kitchen more, was seriously going to have to pay for not knowing this and making Gojo, who used the kitchen to give the food a place to rot, direct him. Except he'd hold that thought and think of payment later, after he got his pants off. Then it was time for Hawkeye's, and it seemed a good time to tease him just a little, to finally be able to feel every inch of Hawkeye and mess up Hawkeye's breathing. I take it, Hawkeye said, with just a little trouble, which made Gojo happy. I take it you're not unfamiliar with this activity, practically speaking. Gojo would have thought about it a little, wondering if Hawkeye was jealous, and gloated a bit to himself if that was the case, except he was too busy kissing Hawkeye, and then Hawkeye had a finger in him, and fuck if he didn't care. Fuck, you mean, fucking? Gojo said between moans, too busy to really concentrate on words now that he was pumping Hawkeye's cock with a hand slick in oil. Not entirely. With Banri, then. That asshole? No way! Hawkeye thrust his fingers in harder, and fuck, that felt good, as did potential jealousy, and both were enough to have Gojo shudder with something that was way beyond mere pleasure. Ah, fuck, all right, yes, with Bonnery, but not before when he was, Hawkeye. Don't lie to me, Gojo. He couldn't bear it. Hawkeye wanting to know this when Gojo's extremely detailed recountings of various sexual exploits were usually met with cheerful, polite laughter and possibly minutely raised eyebrows. Hawkeye wanting to know this when his fingers were deep up Gojo's ass. Hawkeye wanting to know this when Gojo had been jerking himself off thinking of Hawkeye for weeks. It was too much. Hawkeye was too much. Wanting Hawkeye was too much. And having Hawkeye was beyond imagining. And really, right now, he'd want to be so thoroughly fucked he didn't have time to think about this. Hawkeye, can we fucking talk about this later and just fuck? You wanna do this? Fuck, you better wanna do this. I've been fantasizing about it all day. Ever since you fucking put your nose in my hair like some fucking dog, you weird bastard, and you got some crazy pheromones or something going on today, but I want it. I want it. Come on. Gojo, shut up and get on your knees, please. Hawkeye said, thank all the gods and minor deities, and maybe even kitchen floor to boot. And fuck, he was on his knees, and Hawkeye's erection was pressing into him. Fuck, that felt good. Fucking fuck, Hawkeye was moaning too, and if that wasn't the most erotic sound Gojo had ever heard, he would... Fuck. Do you need some time? Hawkeye asked the idiot, and Gojo was forced to rethink his position on his roommate's sanity once more. No, he said. I don't. Come on, just come on, huh? Oh, good, said Hawkeye, as he thrust. Gojo's world may have splintered apart. He wasn't too sure. He wasn't really keeping tabs on anything at the moment, except how Hawkeye felt inside of him, which was, by the way, mind-blowingly wonderful. And then Hawkeye continued thrusting, and Gojo wrapped his hand around his cock and started pumping, and he revised the definition of mind-blowingly wonderful. He only vaguely realized that the moaning and panting was mostly coming from him. He couldn't focus on much else except Hawkeye. And God, his head was being pulled back by his hair, which hurt like fuck, and then he felt Hawkeye's teeth scraping down his neck, and fuck, the pain went right through him and had him shaking with need and desperation. Hawkeye had to fucking go faster and harder, had to do something about this maelstrom in Gojo, since he was the reason for it. Gojo couldn't process much at first, but he realized just as Hawkeye stopped biting his neck, damn the man, that the pants and moans in his ear were words. Were Hawkeye saying things like, Gojo, Gojo, you're so good, you feel so good, God... God, you're beautiful. Gojo, Gojo. And Gojo couldn't stand it anymore. Couldn't stand the smell and the feel and the sound of Hawkeye and let himself go, saying Hawkeye's name over and over because that was all that was left in his head. He only barely felt Hawkeye coming in him. He wasn't sure he could even speak after that. Except Hakai had his arms around Gojo again, and his nose in Gojo's hair, and Gojo would be somewhat self-conscious about smelling like sex and sweat, if there were enough brain power in him to think that much. He did smell like sex and sweat, though. And he was sticky. He turned his head back toward Hakai, curious. And it turned out that Hakai smelled like sex and sweat as well, though not so much that it entirely covered the now faint scent of soap. Hakai smelled like formerly fresh linens after a hard tumble in bed, and Gojo found that he very much liked that smell. In fact, he now wanted to tumble Hakai into bed just to see if he was right. Then he realized that Hakai actually smelled just a little bit of cleaning fluid and the faintest hint of stale beer because... Oh my god. Oh my god, we just fucked on our kitchen floor! You just fucked me on our kitchen floor! Hakai said. The faint hum sending tingles down Gojo's spine. Sorry. I'll pack in the morning. Perhaps Sanzo will let me stay at the temple for a while. I'm sure there's somewhere I can live where we won't have to. What the fucking fuck? Hakai couldn't just do something like having had sex with him on the kitchen floor and then leave. It made Gojo panic and completely lose his mind, and he didn't particularly like doing either. Fuck, Hakai. Forget that. At least he still sounded rational when panicked, if by rational he meant extremely defensive. Forget that I just fucked you on our kitchen floor? I'm sorry, but even if I could, I would refuse. Not that, you idiot! I was trying to tell you before! Gojo said, stalling for time. Trying to tell me what? Asked Hakai. That I can't get your suitcase out of the trash, you moron, because I didn't throw it out in the first place! Damn, what the fuck was that? Hakai was going to call him a liar any second now. But he couldn't just let Hakai discover that the mere notion of Hakai leaving was enough to twist his insides, make him demand his unwanted, crumpled heart back. And they had thrown out that stupid suitcase together. And that had meant something to him, damn it. Hakai couldn't just go and ask for the damn thing back so he could up and leave again. And fuck it all, Gojo was pissed off. Shit. Shit, shit, shit. Stupid fucking asshole self. His own fucking insecurities must have messed with his mind more than he realized, because he had to have known that Hakai would take his words the wrong way. Fuck. Next time, he would fall head over heels for someone sane, someone normal, someone not fucked up beyond belief. Next time, he would just not do the whole head over heels thing. Next time was, of course, a moot point, because Gojo had started to use fucking chamomile lotion, and that meant this thing was not about to go away. Even if Gojo had to bitch slap himself and Hakai into accepting him. Hakai, he said, annoyed and frustrated and finally rational. I fucking tore it into little itsy-bitsy fucking pieces, so no, I won't fetch it for you, and no, you can't go shack up with that fucking monk, and what's more, you can't fucking leave, because I am not going to clean this shit up off our kitchen floor. Oh, said Hakai. Gojo hopes that meant he had forgotten all notions of moving out. Or, for that matter, looking too closely at Gojo and possibly catching a ridiculously nervous and tender look that Gojo would never admit to. Oh, well, of course. Certainly, since it's my fault. Damn straight. And next time, can we at least do this in a fucking bed? Lino's not exactly soft, you know. Next time? Hakai asked. Idiot, Gojo thought. Then he found himself smiling goofily up at Hakai, who was fucking beautiful when confused. This time? Hakai asked. Gojo shuddered at the look in Hakai's eyes. Next time, he said, scared shitless and deliriously happy about the newest document of his cautiously sappy heart. The end.